This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did you know that when you do volunteer work, it doesn't register from the point of view of the economy? Gross domestic product doesn't count volunteer work, nor does it assign value when you care for a sick or infirm relative. It turns out that families do an enormous amount of unpaid caregiving, and it's a value that many argue needs much more recognition. Marketplace's Chris Farrell keeps an eye on economics for us. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So people may give up their jobs or cut down their hours at work to help an elderly or an infirm relative. Now, they do this out of love, of course, but often also because there's no alternative.
Right. The economic value of this unpaid work, it's enormous. MetLife Foundation, they tried to come up with what is the total cost here? And we're going to include lost wages, lost Social Security benefits. And they came up with a total cost for people who are 50 years and older taking care of their aging parents of $3 trillion.
So some people are saying, all right, you should have bought long-term care insurance and prepared. Ed, is not so easy. You and I have talked about this on this program.
You know, and basically it's too expensive for most people. And quite frankly, it's an unprofitable product for most insurance companies. You know, and then you have Medicaid, the safety net, right? But you have to spend down all your assets before you end up in the Medicaid system. You're kind of on your own. It's this caregiving system.
Think about this, though, Chris. The country relies on people caring for family members for long-term care. Yet, when you're not working doing the caring, you're not saving. Yet, we're always getting browbeaten to be saving more. It's a little hard to save if you're not working.
Particularly, this browbeating is coming from Washington, D.C., and, you know, you need to be saving more. And what is Washington doing? There was this commission on long-term care insurance, and it was part of the whole fiscal cliff negotiations. Remember that?
And I remember that commission was bipartisan.
Bipartisan. And they come up with this study, and like all these studies, it's a wealth of information. So anybody who's interested in the issue, you know, go read the study. But they essentially whiffed on everything. Did they deal with the financing? No, they couldn't agree. So you have this report. We can't come up with a solution. You're on your own.
Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell is also a MetLife Fellow. Now, that's a foundation that tracks some of these issues as part of its focus on financial inclusion. Chris, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.